Là
to see your level. Then myself, my background is in commercializing highly technical products cases, also in North America, and of course, CV.
Not on the call. If you're not speaking, please keep your device muted.
Background on the company. It's a revolutionary building systems invention. It's faster, stronger, safer, cheaper than traditional alternatives. It's environmentally friendly, incorporates recycled useful products, and there's no construction site. It's critical. Currently, where we are in our timeline, it's prototype. It's been developed in Australia. Proof of concept is completed. We'll go into timeline technology share with you a video that produced to show you how on a high level module that you saw go in is actually a bathroom. It's kind of pre-constructed. Rest of the structure is a simple.
Sean, could you please talk more directly in the mic, please?
The module that you saw put in is the bathroom is pre-constructed. It's significantly cheaper in this instance than the site on the rest of the exception of the kitchen. It's a way to structure the number of modules.
Jimmy, or is that an exhaust for your heating?
That's a chimney structure. Chimney structure. Yeah. This
second floor.
This particular concept is actually expandable. So the second stage. One of the unique things about this building system is there is no lumber. It's aluminum, structurally insulated panels, and a glass frame. Windows. So it's technically not modular other than the kitchen bathroom components, but it is shipped as essentially a kit.
So just outlining some of the advantages to the technology, lower labor cost. If you construct a home significantly faster than conventional construction, we believe 4 or 5 times faster. And the labor is expensive. The other piece of labor is that higher skill, framing contractors, drywall contractors, plumbers, electricians, etc., are more or less eliminated from this process. So you train a local crew, basically, so your plan process. Lower materials cost. Recycled aluminum is relatively expensive, certainly compared to lumber these days. And the elimination of nails, screws, bolts, etc., certainly speaks to not leaving any construction waste behind. So it's one less thing the labor have to touch. They're not expensive. As Carrie mentioned, timber is eliminated. And concrete is also, you can certainly use the traditional foundation system if you chose, but with our product, it's not necessary. Eco-friendly, we talked about stuff, which points to concrete, timber, recycled materials. And then, as I mentioned, the short construction time, certainly labor rate for 6 months. Intellectual property, 51 countries, robust patent portfolio. It's one of the projects that we've been involved in particular, Rick Buckton is a freshman senior year. His art is in biologic and self study.
Any comments about that? Or?
It's just Vanuatu is a. Vanuatu is an island nation in Fiji and Australia. It's a very, very poor country. And they tend to have cyclones every couple of years, which wipes out cheap housing. This system is designed for Cat 5 winds and very affordable. Along with the resort we're designing there, it's to 1,000 home development, the schools and shops, all out of the system that will sustain those winds.
Without a concrete foundation.
Yep.
You just, I want to see how that's
created. No.
And then we're just wanting to show the flexibility of the system. So maybe unlike some other solutions where you can choose one of the five homes or structures, you can go to apartment homes. Just have more, less physical square foot, but if you're utilizing a smaller footprint of land. So, and then this is a two bedroom family ranch that might be suitable for parts of this area. I think it would be kind of a nice price point, but again, very attractive. And that's something we thought about. It's not a proposal per se, but we haven't really had any actual reaction with developers. We have been on community committees meetings, sending on those to try to get a feel of what the community wants. But engaging the stakeholders, builders, developers, landowners, various officials throughout the community. Yeah, that's something that we want to continue doing. Sort of outline that kind of sample, but give you, I think, a feel for what it is. And it's the real homes, bathrooms, dining rooms, master bedrooms, two car garages. That particular floor plan is roughly 2,300 square feet. I don't know if you want to get into pricing. We have a target price for a home of this size, $250,000 to $350,000 range. That's delivered to consumer. That's all.
And what is the square foot cost roughly?
It'll depend on certainly the land cost. Did we need to bring infrastructure or not? Right. So it's a wide that I showed you earlier, so it'd be less expensive per square foot. There's a lot of land cost structure of 4 units in that case. That's what we feel, having done the math in the market, that would be a very doable price point. It could be that you go with a much smaller home, apartment dwelling, things of this nature. Less expensive.
And do you have I would imagine throughout the state of Colorado, you have already some of the structures already built?
We do not. We'll get to that time.
Okay. All right.
I didn't hear what you said the square foot price was. Or just
we don't. It's going to be really terrible.
Back up on slide, if you will. The one on the right hand side, without property acquisition or anything else, just for the structure itself.
The right hand side is the second floor of the same structure.
Okay.
So yeah,
just a small two bedroom house, one bathroom, kitchen.
Yeah, one of the things we want to show in this presentation is the breadth of application.
Okay.
Yeah, and when we talk about the 250 to 350, a lot of that for this market is what we've been asking is if you've all tell us, what would be in the range. Obviously, on the lower end of that would be actually a 2 or 3 bedroom for larger homes. Up to that. We don't have an advantage in land or infrastructure. Our advantage is in material and assembly and labor, and a big advantage in speed of construction. So, as Rick mentioned, the projects that and the stage that we're at, if we're going through our engineering certifications now in Australia, but the company that's overseeing that is an international engineering company called ARUP. So their role in this is as a third party certification that our claims for Cat 5 wind shears, you know, were substantiated throughout the design process. And then our, you know, I may be jumping ahead, but, you know, but once that certification is in place, and we're just finishing getting all the extrusions, because these are all based on standard connectors, panels, and flash frames. That's what also makes it affordable and also makes it extremely flexible in terms of design, because you're basically using a very limited set of components that aren't joined with screws or nuts. So they are expandable, contractible. We don't anticipate that people would be moving, but you could expand or add on very easily and very quickly.
But
so,
so
this 250 grand is that a base price? No loads, that kind of thing, is that all?
That's all taken into consideration. And the set panel, the structural insulated panels are, you know, they would have comparable R values to traditional construction. And even, you know, the concepts here, we have designs that aren't all flat roofs, but here we, you know, we're confident that snow loads and all that, it's not an issue.
Thank you, Joey.
Thank you.
Yeah, I forgot when to reboot, so I got to turn on
here. So, we're on, I'll have to verify this, 2018 IBC in the city of Trinidad. Does it meet those or surpass those codes? You said no foundation from that. Is it a port slab? Is, what's the first floor?
Yeah,
they
use a slab.
Okay,
that's certainly a little cost there. It's designed by a footing system. It was very unique. A lot of math partners in the world.
That's one of the roles to the hero to the engineering firm plays in terms of certification and then bringing the product up to the US. You know, and because it is non traditional, I think there's some dialogue. Yeah, the question there is if we go through a certain.
So these panels that come over are there that are required, so they don't have like plug-ins. Each panel.
Exactly.
You're feeling like a layered system.
Christmas tree together.
So how's the building tied to the ground then if it's just sitting on a slab?
So
Are we asking too many questions before your presentation?
So the foundation system is, as I said, designed not to utilize concrete. You're basically boring into the ground, right? And then there are a number of slants, a number of different ways it would work for that system to be tied to the framing system. It sits actually tied into the snap of the framing system.
So it's an S is sitting on caissons.
It's not caissons.
It's actually, yeah, Rick, feel free to jump in, but it's a footing spike system that's put in on a grid. In the video we showed it, you know, to start with, they're arranged in the same standardized structure. And then the foundation or the base is the aluminum beams that are fitted into it. And, you know, we go back and look at it.
So the system, I wouldn't call it a limitation, but it's part of what it is. It's all designed on a 1.25 meter grid. So every 1.25 meters, there's this foundation that basically is a spike in the ground and then flares that go down through the ground to it from going up or down. And then that's what supports all the vertical members as it goes up here. So structurally, basically, you're building a frame, and then shear panels on that are all panels that kind of put into space. So that's the sort of how the structure holds together. But these spikes or foundations are under every single one of the vertical columns.
What's the depth of the spike?
It's just a few feet.
So in our rainy season or wintering months, mud season starts when we have high winds and that's still going to hold the screw on YouTube.
You know, and I think
we have a structural company that's designing this. It's not you. They're staying behind it.
My question was, you know, kind of follow up on that. It's seeing a real life elapsed time of a real building going up. I think you would. A lot of the questions, you know, new technology. Many years ago, we did home building for a living, and personally, I think one of the things is we're so used to here is your footer, your foundation, and so on. And so this new technology, and I begin to also imagine the ground shifting. You know, you have a building on top, and you have these fastening devices onto the ground, but if there's shifting underneath that building, is there? But again, you know, I mean, and then my follow-up question was going to be the what is from the perspective of the state of Colorado, you know, everything is going, you have no waste in there. Are there any credits from the statewide perspective that a homeowner or your company can actually use to pass on savings to the consumer?
Potentially, I guess that's part of our next phase here. Increase the dialogue with stakeholders around economic development, as an example, environmental impact, positive impact. That's so right now we're not banking on those need to be investigated. But, so that would obviously be a benefit.
Sure. And so Sean, what is your timeline to begin to put some of those buildings on the ground? I think that
we're targeting having a model in the community, but
okay. You need a good marketing guy, and I see one way back there that I can actually help you put a lot of that information together, you know.
Then we did, if you have a moment, just a very brief kind of walkthrough of what that sample community.
Yeah, there's five of them. That's what I told you.
Yeah,
And how fast is the construction going to be? How many?
Thank you.
Yeah, the time frame is how many days or weeks or months?
Roughly calculated, of course, depends on the size. Other considerations, but to be about 20% of the time it would take for the construction. So 5 times.
Excluding infrastructure.
Of course. Yeah, that's a
what type of energy savings is a house like this very traditional insulated house, or how does that keep costs down for insulation? Or does it?
Well, we do have a solar solution. So certainly offset in terms of insulation. Because we kind of out of the testing certification, so we don't make it run. Don't confirm that. But SIP technology is also not new technology. We're incorporating that into insulated components of the building. So that should be pretty well done. But I'm not sure specifically around the test.
No, I don't. It would be very similar, obviously, to commercial construction, because one of them, this type of material is used more. There, I think from our standpoint, the biggest energy savings is having the ability to generate solar. We actually have what we call kind of an off the grid solution for wastewater, for gray water collection, septic, and solar. And a lot of that is the necessities and opportunities that we see in developing in third world countries. Vanuatu is a good example of that. And we were working on with this Madagascar. You know, there's a universal need, and you know, obviously it's even more basic than some of the communities that we see as opportunities in the United States.
So that solar option is also included in the base price.
Yeah, we don't have a great account for that. That's a bit.
And not everybody would want it, but it's certainly something that we're going to look at and cost out. And there's obviously a penciling out of savings versus jobs.
On the perspective of your wastewater, have you made connection with Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, CDPHE, because they regulate basically the septic systems throughout the state of Colorado, and to build off-grid in the county, the local public health department is the one that issues those permits. And if the regulations are not in, you know, the adherence to what currently says in statute is what you would be bound to. I think if you have any additional, more technologically kind of different perspective, it would be prudent to actually reach out to CDPHE on that division and see exactly what is it that they recommend based upon what you proposed.
And about half an acre, I believe half acre is the regulation for septic system. I'll talk a little bit of that. I'm thinking of assessed values, what the values are for county dollars generating revenue. Property taxes. Oh, being a new technology, I guess in the other countries you have it in, how have they been assessed? Do they keep their value? Do they lessen? What is the actual value of this structure that you built? And does it increase like a traditional house or a traditional house depending on the market that it's in?
Well, you know, the open answer is, you know, we don't know yet. It's not in the market. But as soon as it's not a movable structure, you can reconfigure it. You would pop top of a house if you have this technology as well. So we would anticipate it would be similar per square foot price.
I asked a question. I don't know. County assessor system.
Oh, wait a minute.
You have a protected spot that you'd like to
build. Not particularly. You know, as I mentioned, we want to engage landowners, developers, builders, we certainly have the capability and experience going forward to develop ourselves. We don't see that as a model that's going to be able to penetrate the world, actually. So, if the opportunity is right for us to do it ourselves, either necessity or for whatever reasons, design reasons, then certainly necessity.
How many other locations do you have your housing built in the United States?
So we have a number of projects underway. We don't have any construction at this point. As I mentioned, the first model alone seems to be a year. So it's a charter to speed of time. But we do have projects in Arizona, Dakotas, that's pretty much it.
Why Los Angeles?
A couple of reasons. We are close by. All of us live in Denver, with the exception of the family. But also, I have personal connections. So I've been coming down for the last few years with these guys, David and John, communicate really well. And it's just a light bulb went off for me because I was working on this project separately.
Well, you know, the Los Angeles County Trinidad, we have a high need, high demand for housing with the mine opening up, and we just got to have a meeting with the Department of Local Affairs. I mean, so many more opportunities that we could be attracting if we had accessibility to housing. So I think for us here, and that's, you know, Trinidad, Los Angeles County, we have, in a sense, that demand. If you have 20 of them tomorrow, I'm sure we have 25 people lined up to buy.
How do you plan to market to landowners who want to respond to
you? It's case by case. Does the property fit our model?
I see a lot of flatbooks. They have new push tomorrow. Kind of a flat design.
That's what I was going to ask. You have a portfolio.
Yes, well, Sean's finding that because the answer is yes, there's some slope angles that are more efficient than others, especially if there's glass frames involved. The reason, you know, this is an example that Sean put up, we originally developed this for an opportunity in Arizona, which certainly just is applicable here. The reason we kind of emphasize the flat roof contemporary or mid-century modern design is because of the materials. You know, once we have a model in place, then it's a lot easier for us to understand. And we believe that to be the case. Just, you know, for this particular area, we felt like flat roof on fairly new technology that is. It's using materials that are very consistent with more contemporary
sense. So, you know, I asked another one, Mike, since I have that pitch.
We do have we're working through it because it's possibly some grief, but we have a 612 room pitch one that's within the same for new construction. Various procedures, everything on the table. Portable housing that's needed, we can kind of work through that issue in my mind. Everything I'm hearing about, like, we need a developer for some property. We have some property with utilities that is tied up in a lot of stuff from 2007 fallout. But if we could work through some of this, that'd be great. One thing, insurance rates on these based on their construction? How thick is that exterior, the roofing system? We get hail, all those kind of things. I'm sure your study is looking at all that.
Yeah, they are. They're certainly engaging with the banking community as well as insurance. As well, nothing flies about those.
Yeah, underwriting has been really hard to look closely to see how they're going to properly insure. And also in their escrow accounts and whoever finances the house. So we have a lot of moving parts. And then again, the assessor's office and how we properly tax us in the county, the city, and all of our taxing districts have been getting their funding properly from this. It looks like a really nice looking facility.
Right. And then, you know, one thing that I think also is in the event, as Mike mentioned, we have a health storm. A roof replacement. Is a regular contractor able to do that, or do they have to go out? The owner, someone has to go back to the company in a kind of a proprietary type system that's going to complicate things later on for the homeowner. You know, all those things. I think the more marketing information that you put out there, and I can tell you, I mean, you know, just from my perspective where I sit right now, this is one of those highly needed services that we for the entire region here. And you know, we were late last week, we were at a conference, and housing is everywhere throughout Colorado. I mean, one of the issues that comes up quite often. So
it's globally now, as you generally will know, so it's a huge issue.
Yeah.
So are the windows, are they built right into the town?
Yeah.
So if you had a, there'd be somebody that come out and get the kid through the baseball school or that, and there'd be a bunch of type rooms to go back to.
Yeah, the frames could be just yeah.
No.
Very local glass company could come and install that, or would have to be looking for it.
Glass, the windows, the glass itself is separate.
I really like this.
What's the roofing material? It's all powdered wood. Everything inside of powdered wood. So it can be any color you want. And we're showing how the color palette. It's like a car. All powdered wood.
For the roof, right? The hell we have this year.
And those are the solar panels on the roof on the lower right hand side. Is that what that is?
Yes. So I guess the whole property would need your company to come and do any kind of damages. They'd have to buy it from you. Say a car ran into it. Grandma's getting old, she can't see no more, and dents and hell in the garage, and it's all over. How do we repair? Got a call.
Yeah, it's just their joined with their proprietary technology. The panels themselves aren't that. It's be sourced, but it's the computer system. The good news is, it's not going to, you should have easier time finding the labor to fix it. Traditional
construction. It's less complicated, and then we should
together.
Yeah. They've someone
committed.
Is it kind of like a snap together, like a walk-in
cooler type of lock-in? It's a locking system, I'm sure. So you're not stuck bolted
together. So you're just looking for a site for the pilot.
I might have a site.
You do accessory dwelling units, probably, right? Some of your golf cart or lawnmower, tractor.
Run over a site.
Yeah.
No.
Man cave, woman cave.
She should have been. We don't have an office for her yet.
Yeah.
Are there any questions of us? Sean and Tim, how can we support your...
You know, one thing, and I wanted to say it a minute ago, we think it's real important that we underpromise and overdeliver. I mean, you know, obviously we're being very transparent in what stage we're at in the development of this. And we're not necessarily developing it because of the need here. Our view is, and you know, we think the affordable housing in a lot of different forms and levels is as critical not only in the US but worldwide. And that's how we ended up getting involved. We all individually have a passion for helping solve that that problem. As part of that and being a responsible developer or of this technology, so make sure we get the certifications that we work through, you know, all not issues, but you know, as we build out, that we make whatever adjustments we made. We just believe because of the materials and the system to be able to make them very quickly. Sean mentioned, you know, particularly with the new technology, if we need to step out and do a development, you know, then that's something to take into consideration. The best case for us, and really for this area, is if somebody had, you know, property that had infrastructure, or, you know, the ability to put a model on it, obviously saves a lot of time. And, you know, I think our understanding of the opportunity here is science of the essence. But we're also looking at this as, what you mentioned, the why Trinidad. You know, for us, you know, aside from the fact that it's in our backyard and there's very real need here, we also believe this is, a solution, if it's all here, that would also be applicable to a lot of other communities in the U.S. and abroad. And, so in terms of assistance or, you know, what could you help us with? Obviously, if there's anything or anybody within your network, we think this might be a good discussion to have with them, whether they're developers or landowners, then, you know, we'd be very interested in talking to them.
We do. We could share that contact information. There's 14 lots that the developer has that is going to be here soon, and have a lot of conversations with them. Yes, possibly a good contact. So before you leave, Mr. Storm, we can get Mr. Resnick's contact. Reach out to him. We can't get involved with private and private. So let me back up a little bit. Has it passed the codes and all that stuff? The state?
That was my next point, because we're going through the engineering certifications. ARA is international, so they have offices throughout the United States. That's part of the scope of their work, is to help us understand, you know, what we need or already have in terms of the IBC. We see, you know, another area that would be helpful, at least to have, you know, somebody that we can talk to, you know, because it is non-traditional to say, how would this be looked at? There's going to be a local presence virtually in every market that we build in the U.S. And the IBC is obviously the code that seems to be uniform. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily internationally, but, you know, Australia has very similar codes, not necessarily the IBC. But that's part of what we're doing now through the certification process.
What's your time frame to be certified? You didn't have a time frame.
The certification work that Arab's doing, I think that's probably 8 weeks. Yeah, and I'd want to confirm.
Pretty sure.
Yeah, I mean, they've already started. So we have because we have standardized components, the extrusion of those components is and we're literally receiving the final connectors and extruded parts this week and next week. So the testing is already underway, but then obviously you want to test an integrated system. That's part of what their next stage would be. And then as we build out, you know, complete structure, probably first in Australia, just, you know, from a testing standpoint, but then over here is to make sure that we have that roadmap for if there's any gaps in terms of codes that we need to get certified in the US through the ICC, then, you know, we'll cross that bridge. Or if AirUp is an engineering company, a very well-respected one in the US, you know, has a certification or sign-off that is usable in an environment or with a system like this, and obviously we would want to know that so we can not retread or cover ground that we don't need to cover.
The concept is really neat, and if you're able to get all that accomplished, we'd be welcome to this community. So we could pass all the votes before if it's affordable. One other question is why. And flooring you put in it, what kind of countertops and spaces and cabinets, how is that all metal as well? Can you hand select your interior? How does that?
Yes, there's a 2 millimeter section, so the exterior of the system. So you could potentially do it with the size and environment friendly as other options. You can choose your public, do something. If you learn what LVT, which you buy on tile, commonly accepted, use formal and hardwood these days. It's materials like that that are really on the market that you can place at the home or you design and build it.
And that'd be all solved by citizens as well, right?
Yeah, well, the people train, but our idea is not to be a contractor really. So one of our goal points is to train a training group in the community. They can travel around and train contractors, builders throughout the U.S. and just grow the family. Not to come to us to build a home.
This is running on the community.
Well, if all the manufacturing happens in Australia, are they taking right the brands of
I think so. I'm clearly in the United States. And I can certainly see an argument made for the Southeast and West.
Yeah,
so
To add on, you know, to flooring and things like that, yeah, the floors can be carpeted. They can, you know, carry a, you know, probably a synthetic or a laminated wood, you know, rather than a nailed down traditional. Would make a whole lot of sense from our standpoint. But in terms of kitchen counters and things like that, you know, what we're going to do is it's not going to be brushed aluminum. We have the ability, and we'll probably pick some standard packages as part of the modules. So we think that's part of softening and making the bridge from kind of a modern technology, but also something that's it'll be different. But I think that
those worrying 50s and 60s metal cabinets serve.
we could have that high tech for package.
Mike, do you have a question?
Yeah, not to get too far in the weeds, but do you have mauve colors? No, I'm
just how do you heat and cool?
We can match your shirt.
We have all colors with mauve.
How do you heat? Is it in floor heating? Is it floor stair heating? Is it in air conditioning? What system here? They're built in kind of electric heaters.
And the cooling of the same?
Agencies in the long.
I want to say this. I want to say this.
Do you have a app or a website you can look at? Do you have support? Or is this just too new?
It's a little new side, you know, having to be getting those certifications locked down first.
So you don't want this to get up and the whole world is going to be college.
I think it'd be really challenging to do that. You're trying to run it in a mature way. And so the demand is so great, you probably have one with one player in space.
Is this share screen on that email you sent us? Is it your sharing now?
I can send this to you.
Yeah, that'd be great. And I don't know if you guys are planning to meet with Mike or not, but City's turned that as well or not.
I believe the council has paid my idea. Okay. They're on the call.
Oh, okay.
I would love to leave my card and keep in touch.
So are there anybody on the call that has any questions for the gentleman here today?
I've just got one. I noticed that, and maybe it's just because it's these particular models, but a lot of the glass is at the very top of those panels. Is that for solar gain in winter and not in summer, or just the design? Yes, design or just solar gain?
I was referring to the architect who designed
it. Just design. Okay. Just curious.
And are the windows functional or are they solid?
The ones depicted are solid and I don't know.
We have the ability. Yeah, I mean, that's integrated in the renderings. You can't tell the functionality of capturing breeze and capturing natural light. It's part of why that's integrated in the design. There's also on the back side of these renderings, more traditional windows that you can look at if they're not solid.
I'm going to build some.
I think it's exciting. Thank you for coming to San Luis County. I think the opportunity might be there. Please get in touch with that information that we, Commissioner Lopez mentioned. And let's keep the dialogue up.
Bill, Commissioner Bill Knowles has a question.
Yes, Mr. Knowles.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the question is this. It's unconventional methods used in the construction, unconventional materials used in the construction. Will these dwellings be insurable because your loan depends on you getting insurance? That's the question.
Right. The connectors are unique, but structural insulated panels are not unique. Aluminum construction certainly not unique. Steel's not plastic. So that, in that regard, a lot of materials are somewhat, they've been used in the past. So in terms of the insurance question, we're investigating that with underwriters now. And that's obviously a big check mark. So that's a big stopping point. This is building a model with insurance. Should be confident that the will, given other things that the insurer, which have different challenges, for example, homes, et cetera, and RVs that can be run on, so it's a traditional, but there's no risk there potentially the structure that it's not being underwriter. But that's a great question. That's something that's the top of the line right now with the box.
Anything else, Mr. Knowles? Bill knows a little more from there.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing else. That was the only question I had.
Okay, thank you, Bill. Storecamp, anything else?
No, sir.
Okay, gentlemen, thank you all for coming today. Appreciate it.
Thank you for the time. I appreciate it.
Motion to adjourn this session. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Lisa?
Yes, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.